This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. As I said a few minutes ago, I'm going to attempt to provide some knowledge on sports, but fortunately, I have help. You might have heard in the news today, the Quad City Mallards hockey team is going to cease operations at the end of this year. That might be sad news, but I was thinking today that I might have heard this before. We'll talk about all that and more with my friend Jay Kidwell, sports director for WHBF-TV Local 4 News and for KLJB Fox 18 News as well. The announcement was made this morning that the Mallards will cease operations at the end of the season. What's the reasoning behind this, Jay?
Well, the owner, Jordan Melville, he had a teleconference midday today, and it comes down to money. That's certainly the thing, and he's been with the team. He's run the team for 5 years. He's losing over $1 million a year.
Wow.
He's close to $5 million in losses, and he just can't really do it anymore. It's just going too far backwards. He said that in the early years he was seeing some growth. Things were going in a good direction. Now he says things have sort of flattened out in the past couple of seasons. Things have sort of flattened out, and now actually this year attendance is down and things aren't really going their way. On the ice, the team, they've got the worst record in the ECHL. So on the ice, the team hasn't been doing themselves any favors. There's a variety of reasons for that. A couple of their terrific goaltenders have been called up to the AHL, and they haven't been with the team all season. So when you lose a goalie, your wins and losses aren't going to help your situation. So, I mean, that's a part of the puzzle, but the money is, without a doubt, the number one reason they're well. One of the things that the owner, Jordan Melville, did say is he said that he alluded to that he estimated that two-thirds, minor league sports is not a winning proposition financially, and pretty much most owners understand that. But he would say probably at least two-thirds, if not more, are losing money. And he goes, it's just a matter of how deep the pockets are and how you know, how much passion the owner has for the team and the whole situation. If you're really invested and you're good with it and you can obviously weather it financially, then some people do it. But if you're not, and I guess he was saying that I'm just really not seeing any upside right now in losing $1 million a season after 5 years, you know, coming up to $5 million. You know, I can't fault him. I couldn't lose $5 million. I actually haven't seen $5 million. So
we'll you either.
This, but we'll leave me out of this one. But you know, it's you know, if the desire and the passion's not there, after a while, I could see where the desire and the passion would start to disappear when you have financial woes like that.
So how does Jordan Melville as an owner compare to the Quad City River Bandits, who've done a lot of things, I think, over the recent years to make it maybe not just about baseball when you go to the park there, and how does he also compare to the Steam Wheelers, which just started back up?
Yeah, it's well, baseball. Probably the trickiest part for the Mallards is it's hockey, and hockey is definitely more of a niche sport. I love hockey. I love the sport. But I mean, it's not baseball, and actually, Dave Heller, the River Bandits owner, will tell you, he'll be the first to tell you that if people know the score when they left the River Bandits game, then he said he didn't do his job, because he's there to entertain, make sure the family and the kids have a great time, because to his credit, he's like, I can't control what happens on the field. I mean, my team could lose 8-0, but I want to make sure that the customers, the fans, have a good time, a great experience. But baseball kind of sells itself. You know, if it's a sunny June evening and you want to have a beverage and a hot dog, or a kid's getting ice cream or something like that, you'll just run to the ballpark and have a great time.
Mm-hmm.
The Mallards, you know, when it's, 11 degrees out on a Saturday night in January and the roads aren't great, it's probably going to take a little more dedication for you to show up at the arena.
The Quad Cities has hockey and baseball, or at least it'll have for a little while longer, hockey and baseball. Peoria has hockey and baseball. There's hockey, obviously, in baseball up in the Chicagoland area. Is the area oversaturated with some of these sports, or how do you see that playing into this?
I would say no, because I have seen good support for all the teams at various points. again, this year the Mallards on the ice, it's been a tough season for a variety of reasons. I mean, one of the hiccups is, you know, when you're playing well, like their goalies have, C.J. Mott most notably gets called up to the AHL, then the Mallards are going to suffer because now suddenly you've got a guy in net that's probably not the guy you really wanted in net. But what I'm saying is, so they weren't playing as great as they could have to get people interested. But I have seen times where the fan base is there for all the teams. Seemingly, one of the things Jordan Melville had mentioned was corporate sponsorship. He said that that's where he believed the Mallards were lacking from other teams in the league. He thought the corporate sponsorship, he goes, his team did all they could to try to make that happen, but, you know, they got what they got, or things, you know, it went where it went. But he sort of pinpointed corporate sponsorship is maybe their, you know, lacking spot. If you're going to try to pinpoint something, that might be one of them.
How much of minor league hockey and really minor league sports, as you see it, should be about, you know, the fan experience and getting attendance versus developing players to go up to higher levels of pro sport?
Boy, that is the absolute juggling act. You hit it on the nose there. See, you know what? All kinds of things about sports. Well, you nailed this one.
I how to ask a question, Jay, really.
There you go. Well, I'll try to answer it, but we'll see where that goes. But, no, I mean, for the hockey team, the players are out there to trying to perform because they know that, you know, their goal is to move up from the ECHL to the AHL, or whether it's at the River Bandits to move up in the Astro system. So they're trying to perform for themselves, obviously, and in turn that should help the team out because they should be performing and hopefully turning the game into a win for the home team. Mm-hmm. But obviously the team, as Mr. Heller would say, he wants to have entertainment, you know, the rides at Modern Woodman Park. The Mallards do a lot of fun things during the games. I mean the Chuck a Puck is a second period institution, but they've always got, you know, people out there, you know like in the big inflatable balloons or whatever they are, and they're smashing each other on the ice in between the first and second intermission. So, I mean, they do a lot of things, you know, the kiss cam or the bongo cam or whatever. They're always trying to make it a fun night for everybody because, again, they can't control what's happening on the ice. So I think all of our teams do a very nice job of that. I really, they get it that they need to keep the fans intrigued or entertained. And I think they do a good job with that. But it's, you know, it's a business, and, obviously the money just sadly is not coming together for Jordan Melville to keep this thing going. Probably one of the things that struck me this morning, because he was over there talking with some of the players and head coach Phil Axtell this morning, and the coach was, he had a little bit of a head start on it, but not much. Mm. And then when he had to tell his guys about it, you could see it was a draining experience for him. And he's like, you know, this is a sport, you know, we've loved since we were kids. And, you know, to see this happen, you know, because for him, you know, the future's not as solid. You know, it's probably a little bit shakier for him than the players. I mean, the player, it's going to be shaky for them too, but probably half the players with the season they've had, they were probably on their way to other teams anyhow at the end of the season, which ends on April 7th. But the coach, you could see it was, you know, an emotional and difficult morning, and you can just sort of see, you know, the emotion and what it means to him, and that, you know, his days as being a hockey coach, at least with this team in this moment, are definitely coming to an end.
Let me ask you one last question before we run out of time, Jay. As we alluded to at the beginning, I think you and I have been in this area long enough to know that we've heard this before, that the Mallards were going to go under, and then they came back. Will the, as the saying goes, will the Phoenix rise again, Jay?
I'm going to say yes, but I'm not going to be the one that's going to be writing the check, so that's just me being optimistic and hopeful that you know, the good hockey fans in the area have entertainment. I mean, I love all of our teams. It, you know, keeps me entertained. It's, you know, I do sports for a living, but I'm also a sports fan. I mean, it kind of works out well. So I would be sad if we didn't. I know there's, I guess, the Southern Professional Hockey League has got a team in Peoria. Mm-hmm. Most of their teams are down in, I believe, Mississippi, in that neck of the woods. So that would seem to be, you know, if you're going to pinpoint something, I mean, this is so early, who knows, but that might be one to go. Apparently, operations costs in that league are far cheaper than what you're doing with the ECHL. So maybe the next ownership wouldn't quite, I mean, have to be as, have as big a budget to contend with as is right now what Mr. Melville's been dealing with. But we can, I will hope for the best. No reason not to.
All right, very good. Jay Kidwell, sports director of Local 4 Sports, WHBF, and KLJB Fox 18. I would be hard-pressed at this 5 p.m. hour to tell somebody to stop listening to my show and tune in to Local 4 at 5, but I trust you'll have more at 6 and 10 as well, and at 9 o'clock.
Yes, well, my skull will have just hit the air at like 5:02, and then you'll see my skull again at 6:02 and 6:20 on the mighty Local 4, and then we're back on Fox 18 between 9 and 10 p.m. this evening, and again on Local 4 at 10 o'clock, so you can get an overdose of Jay Kidwell tonight.
Jay Kidwell on Galesburg's Evening News. We'll have local sports and more next on WGIL.